I'm so glad you could make it today for this little test run of our new experiment. Oh, I think I should introduce myself. I am Dr. Subject, and you are here as our little research experiment, our little guinea pig. Today here at Subject Core Labs, we are working on a new technology. Technology which will change the face of the world as you know it. So, don't be afraid, just settle in, close your eyes, and just enjoy the ride. So before we start the experiment, I think I should explain a little bit of why you're here. You see, today we're working on a new formula of pheromones. You do know what pheromones are, don't you? Okay. So pheromones are specific scents given off by people. There's something that happens in our bodies. Our bodies contain glands that have natural pheromones that our bodies naturally secrete. Then they're picked up by the voronasal organ to detect the pheromones and sends a signal to the olfactory nerves, and the olfactory nerves stimulate the hypothalamus and the cortex of the brain, which stimulates emotions. These are emotions such as attraction, sexual desire, arousal. And so today, you have been brought here to our laboratory to experiment with a new form of pheromones. You see, we've created a drug that when taken, it gives people this effect. They start to smell very good to other people. And while the scent is undetectable and untraceable, your body will respond accordingly. So, why don't you just sit there and relax while I talk to you? And while I talk to you, I wonder if you can notice the pheromones in the air. You see, an hour ago I took the drug. And while I talk to you, we'll be writing down your responses to how well you respond to it. See, there's a funny thing about attraction, isn't there? It's not very easy to define, but yet, when you know it, sometimes you just know, and it's like, in those moments when you find that attraction to someone, you look at them and you just know that there's something about them that is just so alluring. Isn't that right? And I don't know if you've sensed that feeling yet, but the longer you sit here in this room with me, breathing in deeply, in and out, you might start to sense it. You might start to feel yourself being drugged on my pheromones as they just start to consume your mind, and that's okay. These things take time, you know. These things take time. But what if I was to tell you there's a special thing about this drug? See, these drugs that we've been creating, they don't just amplify the pheromones, they make it so that they are so potent that anybody in a 10-meter radius of the person who's ingested the drug will become instantly infatuated the second it hits them. And because this is just a testing phase, we don't know if it will be as instantaneous as we think, but imagine what that could be like to be within that 10-meter radius and to feel the effect of those pheromones like a drug hitting your system, hitting you and making you feel so love drunk on the person who's giving off these amazing pheromones that just make you feel so attracted to them. So love drunk. And of course I'm sitting here right now, aren't I? Sitting here in the middle of the room, and you can already feel it affecting you, can't you? You can already feel the emotional highs rising within you. You know what it's like to be infatuated with someone, don't you? Can you remember a time when you were infatuated with someone? Well, you met someone and you instantly had a connection with them. How did that feel? It's like the same feeling you're feeling now, right? Yeah, And I bet it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to know that you can't help yourself, that you are just getting drunk on me, getting drunk on how attracted you are to me, and that's okay. I won't hold that against you. But you know what? It makes you so much easier to just play with. You see, part of the experiment that we haven't told you about yet is the part where we just take control of you and make you our little loved-up slave for the rest of eternity. Now, doesn't that sound fun? And the thing with being so attracted, so love-drunk on me, is that the pheromones start to control your mind, making you think of only one thing, and that is how attracted you are to me and how in love with me you are. And that's all that's left in your mind, because it seems to push out every single other thought in your head until everything else is just not there. And as all of your thoughts just start to dissipate, fading away, fading away, fading away, you start to find yourself lost in this haze. It's almost as if you're just sitting there, smiling happily, with a stupid smile on your face, so infatuated. All you can do is think about me. Think about how nice it would be for me to walk over to you and run my hands over your hair and caress your cheeks and whisper sweet nothings into your ear, and how much it would feel so good if I just ran my hands all over you, all over your body, caressing you, making you feel so good, showing you attention, because any attention at all is just so nice, isn't it? Yeah, it feels good. It feels good to be lost in this drunken lust haze. Oops, did I say lust? You see, the secret part of these pheromones is the arousal that they bring you. The little spark of arousal that starts deep down inside. But of course, it's spurred on by the sense of control, as you feel yourself becoming drugged more and more and more. And with each moment that passes, you just find yourself becoming so much more drugged than you were before. Oh, and it's adorable because you're locked in here with me, locked inside this room, and this room is not very well ventilated, which means that the longer you sit here, the more you breathe, the more you just find yourself lost in my pheromones, lost in the lust drunk arousal that you feel. That's right, arousal. And of course, it's already quite arousing to know that these love drugs that are seeping through the air, seeping right into your nostrils, right into your mouth as you breathe, they just make you feel so aroused, but they also make you lose control of yourself. They make you lose control of everything as you just start thinking of me and only me. And nothing else seems to matter. And as you lose parts of yourself, you start to feel woozy, hazy, drugged, and yet the control that you thought you once had is just slipping away bit by bit by bit, and as it does, you just start to feel aroused, as the arousal builds and builds and builds inside you, the lust that you feel. And it's so easy to get so turned on, isn't it? It's so easy to get turned on by smelling these pheromones, by breathing in. That's right, and out. And as you do, you just feel them rushing more and more and more to all those sensitive spots on your body. Almost as if I'm walking over to you and caressing them myself, but yet no one's touching you. And yet it feels so good. You almost want to touch yourself, don't you? You almost want to be here in this laboratory touching yourself in front of me. And oh, wouldn't that feel so good? Wouldn't it feel so good to be that out of control that you're just helplessly touching yourself in this laboratory, touching yourself in front of me, showing me how love drunk you are, lost in passion, lost in pleasure, lost in lust. Do it. Touch yourself. Play with yourself. Let your hands caress your body. That's right. And don't let any of your clothes get in the way. Of course, you want to take off as much as you can and just touch yourself. Give me a bit of a show. Show me how good it is, how good it feels to just touch yourself for me. Do it. Oh, isn't that nice? A little bit of relief, but yet it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger with every single moment that passes, every single second. It just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And of course, I have so much control over you. I could just say, stop touching, and you would, but you'd still feel it. You still feel the horny, needy pleasure. Pleasure building and building and building within you, and yet there's nothing you can do about it. Completely under my control, under my spell, drugged by me. Drugged in this little experiment, and you passed with flying colors, you know that, right? But you don't care at this point. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. All that matters is you and me and obeying my command and feeling so very good. Touch yourself. Do it. Touch yourself for me. Get your mind all worked up. Get your body all hot and bothered for me. Come on, show me how much you want me. Touch yourself for me. Put on a show. Display yourself in front of me. And doesn't it feel good to have me watching you while you touch yourself? Doesn't it feel good to know that you are getting off to me? Yeah, I bet that feels amazing. I bet it feels wonderful to be this much under my control, this much in lust with me. That's right. Losing yourself to the pheromones more and more and more. And of course, the more you breathe, the more you get lost in it. And of course, you can't stop breathing because you're touching yourself and you're making yourself so hot and bothered. And as you moan, as you squirm, as you pant, as you start, your breathing starts to quicken. As your everything just starts to get so hot and heavy, you just feel yourself becoming so much more drugged. That's right. And as your breathing starts to quicken, as you touch yourself, as you get more and more turned on, that feels good, right? And as you moan, as you pant, as you squirm, you just feel yourself getting more drugged. That's right, as you breathe in more and more of the pheromones, more and more of the intoxicating drug that just drives you to lose control more and more and more. And it feels so very good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. It feels so good to give in and stop touching. Stop touching. Do not touch. Just wait. That's right. Just wait. Now that wasn't hard, was it? Or maybe it is so difficult to just wait. But you do. You know why? Do you know why you're waiting for me like that? You're waiting because you're waiting to be told what to do. This is how much control I have over your mind right now. This is how far drugged you are. So deeply under the drug's influence that there is nothing you can do but just obey my words. But just do as we tell you. And as you wait, you still feel so hot and bothered and full of lust and passion. As you still feel aroused, it's almost as if you're touching yourself, but you're not even touching anything. And you feel it doubling, tripling, quadrupling with every second that passes, with every time you breathe in. And of course, you don't need to be touching yourself to feel this pleasure, do you? No. Your mind is becoming so programmed, so conditioned to the pleasure, that it doesn't even need to touch itself. It just needs to remind itself and how good it feels to be this drugged, this lost in lust and passion. As the pheromones caress your body, they caress your mind. They absolutely crush it into tiny pieces. And as they do, you still feel the pleasure ruminating around you, the pleasure that you're lost in, completely lost in pleasure. as it builds and builds and builds and builds and continues to build without you touching at all. And it feels so good. It feels so good that you could probably orgasm from this feeling alone, but yet you just want to be able to touch yourself. You just need to touch yourself, don't you? Oh, you do. You just want to spur yourself on more and more. You just want to condition yourself, pleasure conditioning yourself to respond to my commands. Fine. Do it. Break yourself, touch yourself, and break yourself to my commands. That's right. As you touch yourself, you start to realize that you're actually pleasure conditioning yourself. Oh, is that too difficult a concept for your little mind to handle? Well, let me explain as you touch yourself, as you just continue spurring yourself on more and more and more. Pleasure conditioning is the act of conditioning your mind, and the stimulus being the pleasure that you feel as you touch yourself. So continue pleasure conditioning yourself, anchoring this feeling to the sound of my voice, anchoring this feeling to the drugged pheromones in the room. That's right, as you just feel it getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and you just want to orgasm so badly, don't you? Yeah, you do. But yet it feels almost more exciting to not come, doesn't it? It almost feels more exciting to just sit here in pleasure, writhing in pleasure and lust as you just wait and stop touching. But when you stop touching, the pleasure doesn't go away. Oh no, the lust doesn't go away. The passion doesn't go away. It just stays there. It just remains there in your body as you feel the heat in all of those sensitive areas, in all of those places that you long to touch, that you long to use to get yourself off. But yet you just feel the pleasure building and building and building and building. That's right. More and more and more and more. And with each and every single second that passes, you just feel yourself panting and moaning and squirming. And the more you wriggle and squirm, the more arousal you feel. And it just feels so good to be lost in this feeling of pleasure as you touch yourself again and again. Go on, touch yourself. Allow yourself to get lost, to get suckered into the conditioning as your mind starts to equate these drugs, these pheromones with pleasure. With pleasure, with pleasure, as it starts to equate my voice with pleasure, pleasure, pleasure building and building and building within you as you touch, as you play with yourself, as you masturbate for me, that's right, masturbating your mind away. Everything just seems to cease to exist as you're just stuck here in this realm, masturbating. That's right, and it feels so good, doesn't it? It feels good to touch, it feels good to play, it feels good to feel the pleasure building and building and building and building. Maybe, just maybe, I'll allow you to finally orgasm, but yet, it feels almost better to just edge yourself away, and just as you reach the peak, the orgasm, you just seem to just stop. That's right, you seem to stop the second you start to reach your orgasm. But you still feel the pleasure. You still feel it building and building and building. But yet, it's almost as if it's ramping up for a new best orgasm ever. And it feels good, doesn't it? It feels good to just allow yourself to just sink back into this feeling again and again and again. As you stop, as you wait, and then you just keep going. You just keep going because you just want to push yourself. You just want to push yourself and find exactly how far you can go before you need to come. Before you need to come so badly that you just let everything go and come. But until that moment, you just keep going and going and going. Breathing in the pheromones. Losing yourself to the pleasure that keeps building and building and building and building. As you just keep going. And even as this track ends, you just seem to have yourself lost in that feeling. So even as the audio file stops, you just seem to be lost in this fantasy and this pleasure until you come. And when you do come, you can finally awaken, refreshed and energized, free of all the pheromones, but yet knowing that it was such a fun experiment that we had today. And I'm not sure if your mind will remember each and every single thing that happened today, or as you come, it will just send ripples through your mind, shockwaves through your brain, that you just seem to forget everything that happened. And that's okay. Either way, your subconscious mind knows exactly what to do. So as this audio file ends, as you come, you just find yourself sending shockwaves through your mind, remembering to forget or forgetting to remember. Either way, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because all that matters is the pleasure, the lust, the arousal that you're left with as you just continue to touch yourself. So go touch yourself. Go touch yourself. Continuing to condition yourself to the pheromones and give in.